the Administrative Court Office, which includes the Planning Court. Please be aware that calls may be monitored for security and training purposes. Please note that on Thursday, 1st of September, we will be providing a telephone service from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Detailed guidance on court procedures can still be accessed from www.gov.uk. If you have a court reference number, please have this ready before speaking to a member of staff. Press 1 for court information such as postal and email addresses. Press 2 for information about paying a court fee. Press 3 for the listing office. Press 4 for information regarding help with fees. Press 5 for information about where you can seek additional support. Press 6 to speak to the general office for any other reason, or press 9 to return to the main RCJ menu.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
I was wondering if I can give you a number, a reference number, and if you could help me go through some information to do with the case.
I will try.
Okay, the reference number is CO/2171.
171, yeah.
/2017.
Let's have a look. What's the name of the parties?
My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and it's Fee the Commissioner of England and Wales.
So you're the claimant?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Basically, I understand that my mother's been helping me fill out the application and so forth, and that she at first she was accepted. I got a letter through my front door saying that the appeal had been accepted. A few weeks later, I spoke to a Sally Gilhurst, who's the legal executive director of this country for law, and she's in Scotland Yard. She's been signing an ASBO application, and that ASBO application was forged. Basically, like, I'm recording this conversation now, I'd like you to know, and I've been recording every conversation from the beginning of the ongoings in 2014.
Now,
what I noticed, I knew that I'd been set up for something I hadn't done, yeah? And basically, it was 10 events, 10 parties that were supposed to have happened in squatted buildings, and I never threw these parties. Basically, in the paper, in each incident, there's different things that I'm upset about. Like, that on one of them, it says that the people were all white, IC1 males and females, and I'm a mixed race male, so this event couldn't have been me just under that pretense there.
Okay.
And another one was I noticed all of the witness statements, which are on MG11 forms, were forged at the bottom. They didn't have no members of the public statements on them. So for this reason, if I took a statement off you today, for instance, and I was a police officer, you should sign the end of the writing at your statement to make sure nothing else can be added, plus you should sign at the bottom of the form. Now, the police use an MG system, which is like MG2, MG3, MG4. If you refuse to sign that document, then what I should do as a police officer is I should put that into my PNB book, which is my police notebook, and ask you to sign that. If you refuse to sign that, then I can still have that as evidence. That's not allowed to be destroyed for 50 years, and it's been refused to me. Then on top of that, if you refuse to sign it, you should, as a police officer, I shouldn't take your information and put that into an MG11, a witness statement form. It should only go into an MG6, which is... MG6 is undisclosed information. Now, these are SUP regulations. They're universal regulations, global. They run across the whole wide world. And this is what police officers, under their codes of conduct, are bound by under the 1961 Reforms Act, which actually gives them the powers to be police officers.
Yeah, can you just hold... Sorry to interrupt. Can you just hold the line one moment?
You're not... No one's dealing with my mum no more. They're going to deal with me in this case. And I'm going to go public and I'm going to show every recording that I've got. And they're going
Hello. Yeah, listen, I've just... Can I just put you on hold just for one moment?
Yes, please? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to put this on pause for 1 second, this recording. I'm going to continue when they pick back up.
So basically, I understand what you're saying, but how can I actually help you today?
Basically, since 2014... I wanted to. I went to court, and I went. What the application was against me was the organisation of illegal raves. So it says the main keywords were the organisation, illegal, and raves. Yeah. Now I went to court because I knew I hadn't committed the 10 offences I was being accused of. What I'd done was I went on to, there's 10 different party names. I went onto Facebook and I copied each one of these people's Facebook. So I've got the folder now for each event that I'm being accused of. Now, I refuse to hand them into the police and be a super grass for the police, because if the police want to do their own lines of investigation, they get paid a salary and they should do their own lines of investigation. So now I hold these 10 different events, Facebook profiles in my hands right now, and they clearly prove that I'm an innocent man and that I'm right making this phone call. Now I've not gave them over because I don't want to do the police's job. I'm not a grass, yeah. I don't want to hand these folders to the police, yeah. And then the police decide to put criminal charges against these people, and and call me to Queen's Bench as a witness against them. I refuse to let that happen. Yeah, and this is my human rights to tell the police to do their own jobs, yeah?
Okay.
Now what my next problem was, I went there and said that trespass hadn't been proved on none of the buildings, and in every police officer's own statement, they accept that a section was on the door. So they accept that section 144 was on every one of these buildings' doors, and they've wrote that in their own statements, making them private homes. Now, under the Licensing Act 2003, it says on Appendix 4 that any private house party is not against the law to happen. If they're squatters, if they're rich millionaires, there's no difference between each other because of equality and equal rights. So now, I'm a hire company, a sound system hire company. On these occasions, I never hired no sound equipment out neither. Yeah. So I didn't hire no sound equipment out. I didn't send none of my Facebook friends to these parties. I didn't do nothing to do with none of them, yeah? In that sense, yeah? So now I went to the court, and rather than be a super grass, I said, look, no matter what, in any circumstances, these people have got the rights to party, yeah? And have a birthday party in their buildings. Your job as a police officer under the Licensing Act is to prove that they're being run as a commercial business. So if they're being proved as a commercial business, you should prove flyers, you should be proving some form of sense. You should go to one of the building owners and prove that that trespass wasn't present. Yeah, they never went to none of the building owners, the police, never went to any building owners. But then I gave them a CV of all the festivals that I was working for. Kids with Cerebral Palsy, Lock to Lock Festival. I was the manager of my own nightclub. They went to every one of my workplaces on my CV and destroyed my company. Yeah, but they never went to no building owners. So I was very upset about that. Then I noticed, because it said illegal, if something's illegal, I must be arrested. I was never arrested for something that was illegal. So I explained this at court, and what the judge said is she couldn't prove illegality. I was right. Yeah, so she couldn't find me guilty under the applicant's case, yeah? So the police had found out a bit of personal information about myself, and that basically I was having a few personal problems, and they started twisting my personal life around, yeah? Started trying to push out a story like I've got a disease or something, I think it was, yeah? Now, I've got my medical notes here right now proving I never had nothing, plus I've got a recording of the clinic proving that I never had nothing, yeah? Plus, I've got my hospital notes off the doctors proving I never had nothing. This was over... What they done to me was over a spot on a girl's ass. But they dirtied my name. Then what they done is they went to court because no one would give them the interim order. At first, they applied for an interim order and no one would give them... Everyone gave them the interim order but wouldn't give them the bowel conditions. Yes, they weren't given the conditions of the interim order. So what they kept doing is bringing me back to court, trying to get the conditions. But the judges liked me. I was a Robin Hood to them, the people. Yeah, I was a good person, yeah? Yeah. So what they done is they used this information that they had given to them, because my next-door neighbour phoned the police, Ozzy did, and I've got the recording of that. And he basically told them what was going on in my own house a bit, yeah? But it was entangulated evidence, yeah? Now, they've used that to their advantage, and then they went and got some rapist judge. She deals with only paedophiles, District Newham. Newham's her name, yeah? She's a killer. Her serial number, her numbers on that computer, when I look at her statistics, she deals with sex offenders, not music cases, and she's a killer, yeah? Her statistics, she kills kills people that deserve it. Now, she granted the interim order, yeah, and granted the conditions against me, yeah? Now, she should never have done this, and she found me guilty under the applicant's case for the organisation of illegal raids, even though I was never arrested. So I was screwing. I went home now, yeah, and I was really upset now, yeah, because now she's finding me guilty. The applicant's case says the organisation of illegal raids. I proved there was no illegal concept. I requested a copy of the court transcripts. Yeah, I got the transcripts, and the transcripts proved that I was not found guilty under the applicant's case. Yeah, I could. She couldn't. She herself said, the district judge, she couldn't prove no illegal concept. So I went home. Somehow they advertised it in every newspaper that I've been found guilty for something that's illegal, the organisation of illegal graves, without arresting me. So I looked through the case papers and I noticed all the timestamps went backwards to the CADs, which are the call centre, 999 call centre. And what I noticed was, Boris, this is the time when Boris hid them water guns. Do you remember the water cannons that were on the news?
Not really.
Now, Boris had some water cannons that he bought. What I was looking at is the 999 call centre takes 15,000 calls a day and it runs under SUP regulations. Now, what happens is if you call at 12 o'clock and you're the first caller, you get number one. Yeah, call, yeah? Now, that has a timestamp of 12 o'clock midday. Now, the next person that calls gets a timestamp and so forth, and this runs through continuously. Now, what I noticed on CAD number 500, which happens every day, yeah, say the timestamp's 10 o'clock, CAD 525, 25 calls later, wouldn't be 10 o'clock. It says 9 o'clock. It goes backwards in time by a decent amount of time. Then I noticed this happens throughout my whole case papers. The 999 call centre keeps going backwards. Yeah, so I started getting upset, thinking, should I have a protest and use some of my friends and that, and we go and protest against these police? So I'm interested in looking into the laws and how we stand up for ourselves as citizens of the state, yeah, against wrongful actions by the government, and basically.
What basically do you actually want today?
I can't walk down my own hometown. I noticed that, let me just, because I want this to be on the recording, I noticed that when I was doing this, the newspapers revealed that Boris had the water guns. So if I had done a protest, I believe that Boris would have used them water guns, and that what he would have done is that the innocent people that were defending themselves would have got hurt for us standing up for ourselves. So I made the right decision in waiting and having this phone call rather than protesting for my rights. Yeah? Now, I continue to go forward. Yeah? What I want to happen here is, since this has happened and I noticed these timestamps were wrong, I know all there has to be is one doubt, R.B. Bones, in any judge's head, yeah, for a case for a jury not to be able to find a person guilty. So the timestamps are bad enough on their own, let alone that these buildings weren't proved to be commercial buildings and I never done them. Then I noticed the witness statements were all forged and that there was there's no signatures. Yeah. Then I've got another law here right now in front of me. Oh, sugar. The phone drops. I'll have to repair it.